Welcome to Rooted in Nature, a podcast series where we explore how the natural world shapes who we are. From childhood memories to lifelong habits, nature influences our development, our health, and our sense of self in ways we're only beginning to understand. Each episode will dig into personal stories, expert research, and moments of reflection to uncover the deep connections between nature and human growth. Whether you're listening on a walk or just looking to slow down and think, we're your hosts, Mallory, Donna, Jackie, and Hangzi, and we invite you to join us in asking, how does nature help us become who we are? Welcome to Rooted in Nature, where we explore the fascinating ways in which nature shapes who we are. I'm your host, Mallory, and in today's episode of the series, I'll be diving into a really interesting question. How does childhood exposure to nature influence psychological well-being and cognitive development? Nature is everywhere. Forests, parks, beaches, backyards, or even just the sound of birds chirping outside the window. It's a part of our everyday lives. But when we think about childhood, how does time spent outdoors really affect a child's mind? Is it as simple as just running around and having fun, or is there something deeper going on? Do those experiences, or lack thereof, have a lasting impact on us? To answer these questions, I'm going to look at research and expert insights to explore how nature influences mental health and cognitive development. Today's topic is truly powerful and quite fascinating, so let's get started. Let's start by listening to Nilda Costco, an associate research professor at North Carolina State University.
We all know that nature is good for us, and research, of course, confirms this. It's good for attention functioning, for academic performance, for relaxation. Or it's not that when we come very stressed out from the office, we go for a walk outdoors.
Not only research professors or professionals have noticed nature's benefits. Isaiah Kenyon, an ego adventurer and mental health advocate, emphasizes the importance of nature-based activities for well-being. He says time in nature has healing and restorative effects, highlighting its role in enhancing cognitive, emotional, and spiritual health. Sarah Jane Poletti, a mental wellness influencer, fills her Instagram feed with nature imagery to create a calming environment for her followers. She believes that nature's tranquility can significantly aid in mental health recovery. But is any of this true? Let's take a look at some expert research and studies. Let's start with some of the science behind how nature shapes a child's development. We've all heard the phrase, get outside and play, but what happens to a child's brain when they do just that? In a recent study published in Psychological Studies, an academic journal, researchers explored the link between time spent in natural environments and the improvement of children's psychological well-being. According to the study, children who regularly interact with nature show lower levels of stress, increased emotional regulation, and overall better mental health outcomes. The authors found that nature directly influences the reduction of cortisol levels, our body's primary stress hormone, leading to feelings of calm and happiness. But it's not just the reduction in stress that's remarkable. The study also highlighted how exposure to nature improves cognitive functions. Children who spend more time in natural spaces tend to have better attention spans, improve creativity, and enhance problem-solving abilities. This aligns with findings from a study published in the Social Science Journal, which examined how outdoor play and interactions with nature encourage cognitive flexibility and curiosity. Now let's talk about how nature influences the brain, particularly in terms of cognitive development. Children who engage with natural environments develop critical thinking and problem-solving skills in ways that are harder to measure but incredibly powerful. For example, as we see in a recent interview with NPR's Morning Edition, video game designer of Nintendo credits much of his creative inspiration to his childhood experiences in nature. He recalls spending time exploring forests and fields, which really helped him think outside the box when designing games like Super Mario and The Legend of Zelda. Miyamoto's experiences reflect how nature nurtures creativity, skills that translate into everything from game design to everyday problem solving. Moreover, natural spaces encourage children to engage in unstructured play, which has been shown to boost cognitive flexibility. A study published in Psychological Studies found that children who regularly played outdoors in nature showed significantly better performance on tasks requiring creativity and critical thinking compared to their peers who spent more time in urban, built environments. Isn't that interesting? Nature can really benefit us, and we can really benefit from it. So let's shift gears for a moment and talk about the psychological effects of childhood exposure to nature. While the cognitive benefits are clear, nature also plays a significant role in a child's emotional development. According to research, children who spend time in green spaces are more likely to have higher self-esteem, greater emotional regulation, and lower levels of anxiety and depression. These benefits aren't just theoretical. I know that I certainly feel them. Nature can do wonders for my mood. Going on a walk or run helps me tremendously when I'm feeling down or stuck. Bonus points if the sun's out. Anytime I'm feeling stressed or anxious, getting outside really helps me. This mirrors findings from the Social Science Journal, which suggests that natural environments offer a type of emotional restoration. Time spent outdoors is restorative, lowering stress levels and improving mental well-being. Let's step back and think about the long history of children in nature. How have childhood experiences in nature evolved in the United States? In the book, The Nature of Childhood, An Environmental History of Growing Up in America since 1865, historians explore how changing perceptions of nature have shaped childhood experiences over the past century. The study reveals how access to nature was once a key part of childhood development and how that access has been restricted in more recent generations due to urbanization and technological advancements. The research in this book reminds us that the benefits we're talking about today weren't always understood in the same way. Nature was once a natural playground for children, a place to develop both physically and emotionally. It's only recently that we've started to truly appreciate how vital nature is to a child's mental and cognitive growth. Now that we understand the importance of nature in childhood development, how can parents and caregivers foster these benefits? And how can maybe everyone, not only just children, benefit as well? A tip for children might be to encourage free play outdoors. As highlighted in the psychological studies paper, children thrive in environments where they can engage in unstructured play. Whether it's playing in a park, climbing trees, or just running around, free play in nature can enhance creativity and emotional resilience. A tip that could apply to adults maybe too is to limit screen time. The Social Science Journal suggests that children who spend more time outdoors and less time on screens report feeling more balanced emotionally and are more creative. Encouraging kids to disconnect and immerse themselves in the natural world might show the benefits. This goes for adults too, though. Disconnecting from screens for a little while and soaking up some sun or getting some steps in can do a whole lot for your brain and well-being. Another tip that I found is maybe trying to create some green spaces at home. If you don't have immediate access to parks or forests, you could try incorporating more nature into your home. Small gardens, houseplants, or even a nature-themed room can still have a positive impact on child's well-being. As we've learned from today, and as we look from the future, it's clear that childhood exposure to nature is essential for psychological and cognitive development. The research, including the study in psychological studies, shows that in a world where urbanization is on the rise, ensuring that children have regular access to natural environments is more important than ever. It's not just about kids getting outside for a few hours of fun. Nature offers profound benefits that shape their minds, emotions, and futures in ways we can't overlook. Nature is truly healing and powerful, and we can all benefit from it. Well, that's all for today's episode of Rooted in Nature. I hope you feel inspired to spend more time outdoors, whether you're a parent, a teacher, or just someone who wants to nurture their own inner child. For more information, check out the articles and research we've referenced today, including the fascinating study in psychological studies, which you can find in our show notes. I'm your host, Mallory, and as always, thank you for joining me. Until next time, keep exploring the outdoors.
Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Rooted in Nature. If there's one thing to take away, it's this. Nature isn't just something we visit, it's part of who we are. And the more time we spend in it, the more we remember how to slow down, connect, and grow. If today's episode sparked a memory, a question, or just gave you a moment to breathe, we'd love to hear about it. Follow along for future episodes as we continue to explore how nature impacts our development and our lives. Until next time, take a deep breath, step outside, and stay rooted.